In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we all know, today we celebrate the departure of Our Lady, Saint Mary, and all of us love Saint Mary and honor Saint Mary. Our church honor Saint Mary so much, and we call her the second heaven. بنسمي العذراء السماء التانية, second heaven, because the Son of God, the Son of God, who is feared from the holy angel and the archangel, came and dwelled in her womb. He who dwells in the heaven, and the heaven, and the heaven of heavens, cannot تسع يعني إيه؟ cannot contain him. This God, which is not contained even by the heaven of heavens, came down and dwelt in the womb of Our Lady Saint Mary. That's why we call her the second heaven. And because she is the second heaven, it is not suitable for the second heaven to stay on the earth. She is the second heaven. How come that the second heaven to stay on the earth? That's why after our Lord Jesus Christ came and took her blessed spirit, even her body, her flesh, was ascended into the heaven. She didn't ascend it alive, but she departed. And our Lord Jesus Christ came and got her blessed spirit by himself. And after this, the angels came and took her flesh. That's why we have another feast in our church. And we celebrate in this feast the ascension of the body of Saint Mary. And then عيد اسمه عيد صعود جسد السيدة العذراء. هو طبعا بنحتفل بيه, we celebrate it in August, but this does not mean that the body of Saint Mary stayed from January until August to be ascended, but it was ascended at once, just after they buried her, but it appeared to, or she appeared to the apostles in the day which we celebrate his ascension, that is 22nd of August. This is one point. The other point is that of course we have no enough time to speak about Saint Mary, but there is one verse was written about her, that she kept all these things in her heart. She was the person who was able to keep in her heart all this spiritual meaning and all the glory things she saw and she learned. She kept in her heart, and that's why she had a pure heart. She had a blessed life. And so she was worthy to be blessed by Elizabeth, because she devoted herself to God. And it was amazing that in the gospel of this morning, they came to our Lord Jesus Christ and said to him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside, or are standing outside, seeking to speak with you." قالوا له كده أمك وخاتك واقفين برا. And it was amazing to hear our Lord Jesus Christ saying to them, "Who is my mother and who is my brothers?" And he stretched out his hands towards his disciples and said, مد دراعه كده وقال لهم العبارة الجميلة اللي جاية دي، لأن دي بتاعتنا احنا بقى، دي بتاعتنا. "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." All of you, each one of you, can be brother to our Lord Jesus Christ. And each one of you can be a sister to our Lord Jesus Christ. And even a mother to our Lord Jesus Christ. كل واحد بقى عنده إمكانية دلوقتي يبقى أخ وأخت وأم للمسيح. In one condition. What is this condition? To do the will of God. And the will of God is to live for God. The will of God is to live for God. We are here in this world just to glorify our God, just to announce and to declare His love to the whole world. We are here not only to learn in schools and in universities and to work. We are here, the first purpose is to glorify God through our worship, through our studying, through our working, through our social relations. We are here to glorify His name. That's why we are living for His name. We are living for His sake. إن عشنا للرب إيه؟ نعيش. إن متنا للرب نعيش. If we live, we shall live for Him. If we die, we shall die for Him. Even if we live or die, it's for Him. It's for His name. That's why it is very beneficent for everyone to detect or to live this fact. We are here to glorify our Lord Jesus Christ through our life, through our conduct, through our blessed life, in which, in this life, we walk always with Him. We live with Him. We are enriched with His word in the gospel. We are filled with His teaching declared to us through the gospel. That's why I think through the last few months in the Sunday school, there was a sort of concentration of this subject, walking with God, walking with God. Walking with God through prayer. Walking with God not only through prayer in here, church, but in our daily life, in our Arud prayer, Salawat al-Sahmiyya, the Jesus prayer, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Our Lord Jesus Christ, learn me to love you. How to love you, how to repent." This is one point, the life of prayer. The other point is to fill yourself with the word of God. Every day, we enrich ourselves with the word of God, to feel, to live through the word of God. And also, we share in the communion here, in the Holy Communion, through which we abide in our Lord Jesus Christ, taking His body, drinking His blood, taking for ourselves everlasting life, and dealing good relation with others. And that's why I remind each one of our kids who are hearing who do hear me now, each one of you, we gave you what is called spiritual note. What is the value of this spiritual note? It is to evaluate yourself. Did you feed yourself with the word of God this day or not? Did you feed yourself with the pure prayer this day or not? And you can evaluate yourself if there is any heedlessness or negligence, أي نوع من الكسل أو التواني, spread to my life. This spiritual note enables me to evaluate myself and enables me to see that this day was with God or not with God. If I glorified my Lord Jesus Christ through this day or not. And that's why all of us are invited to see what Saint Mary, Our Lady, this great saint, which we celebrate her departure now or today, what she did. She kept all these things in her heart. We have to devote our hearts for our Lord Jesus Christ and to keep the word of God in our hearts and to be filled always with joy, with peace, with love, with blessing, abiding in the word of God, abiding in his name. And each day we offer repentance and we evaluate ourselves each day according to the commandments of God. And the spiritual note will help us, will aid everyone to see if I am at the level of feeding myself each day by the word of God, living for his name, glorifying his name, or there is some heedlessness or negligence have escaped into my life. May God bless all your life, bless you all, and make you to glorify his name and to please his name. نفرح قلبه. As he always pleasing our hearts through his existence in our life, we have to please his name. عايزين احنا كمان نفرح قلبه. نفرح قلبه ازاي? To please him through repentance, through life of righteousness, life of love, life of hope, life of joy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.